Roger Lunchbug to Manchester United today.
Football predictions.
Hello, it's Peter Guest, and I'm here with the Moose for another episode of the Spanish La Liga Football Predictions.net podcast, covering matches from the 11th to the 14th of April, 2025. And you can see the details for all the matches we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website. Just click the link in the description, and you'll find all the matches there, alongside fixtures from just about every other football competition in the world from A to Z.
Yeah, and on our website, it'll show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as the latest team news, match odds, and match odds from local bookmakers. Look in the description of this podcast episode for direct clickable links to all of the matches we're about to discuss. If you're streaming any matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming will apply, 18 plus gamble aware.
Okay, let's kick off with Valencia, who are 14th, taking on Sevilla, who are 12th. It's on Friday night, the 11th of April at 8 p.m. UK time. And if you click the link in the description, you'll be able to see this match on footballpredictions.net with your localized odds, kickoff time and TV channels and streaming services. It's on Premier Sports, this one, La Liga TV, Premier Sports Extra. If you don't want to pay for a subscription, you can watch it on Bet365. To qualify for that, all you need is funds in your account, just anything, or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours with them. And when you join them, use the bonus code FP365. Well, Moose, they've been doing very well of late, Valencia. They haven't had a loss since the 22nd of February.
Yes, and that was also their only defeat since January. In fact, Valencia have only lost one of their last 9 games. But let's just focus on their last match, because that was at the Bernabeu, at Real. They managed to beat them 2-1. What a result for Valencia that was. We were actually in on our prediction, because we had over 2.5 goals.
And I did.
Yeah, 3 goals in total, albeit 2 of them Valencia's away. But yeah, a 2-1 win at Real Madrid. I mean, what a win for them, considering the kind of season that they've had. Because really, if we look at Valencia, they were in a very sorry state come into the new year. They'd only won 2 games from their first 17, which is quite incredible how they've managed to turn their season around. They've now won 6 from their last 11. And just like we just said, they only lost 1 in their last 9. That was a home defeat to Atletico Madrid, a team that you'd probably be forgiven to lose to. But yeah, Valencia is up against a Sevilla side. Unlike Valencia, is a little bit out of form. For the first time this season, lost 3 matches in a row going into this game, including a 1-0 home defeat to Bilbao, a 2-1 away defeat to the local rivals from Sevilla, Real Betis. And then last time out, we lost 2-1 at home to Atletico Madrid. And in terms of our predictions, we had the outcome of the last one, because we had Atletico Madrid to beat Sevilla. And in the local derby against Real Betis, we had Sevilla to lose 2-1. And they lost that game 2-1. But yeah, going into this game against Valencia, it's going to be a tricky one for Sevilla to turn around, especially considering the amount of confidence that Valencia must have after that 2-1 win at the Bernabeu.
Indeed, they're on fire, aren't they? I mean, then again, we saw what Arsenal did to Real Madrid. They're not really the Real Madrid that we know them for in recent times, so they're having a bit of a bad trot. But that's not to take anything away from Valencia, who are on a stunning run. And interestingly, Valencia only had 35% possession in that game, 2 attempts on target. So they both went in, which was great. And of course, the second goal was in the 95th minute. So it was a real sort of steal at the end there, wasn't it? But they don't keep a clean sheet that often, do they, Valencia? 5 out of their last 6, they've shipped 9 goals. So we'll see what happens in this one. But we've gone for, in this one, both teams to score based on that. 1.95 are the odds you can get. But we do think Valencia will get all 3 points here too. We've gone for a Valencia win. 2.25 are the odds you can get for that at the moment as well. And looking at our correct score prediction, we have actually gone for a close one, but we think it'll be 2-1 to the home side. Odds currently 9.5. Just to let you know, the other odds on offer, like I said, 2.3 for the Valencia win, 3.1 for the draw, and 3.5 for a Sevilla win. So not a lot in it on the surface, but we think, we hope, for our sake, that Valencia will get over the line once more. Anyway, on to the next match, which is Real Sociedad in 8th in the table, taking on Mallorca, who are 10th. It's on Saturday, the 12th of April, 1 p.m. kickoff. That's UK time. Click the link in the description of this podcast. You'll see the link to this game. It provides your local kickoff time odds and available viewing options. You can use the bonus code FP365 when you sign up. If you're going to watch it on their live streaming service, all you need to qualify for that is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. And it's also if you want to watch on subscription on Premier Sports Extra, Liga TV, Premier Sports as well. Well, in this clash, it's quite interesting because Mallorca have hit a bit of a sticky patch, haven't they?
Yeah, Mallorca is not in the best of form. They've actually come out, if you look at them this year after the Christmas break, they only recorded 2 wins, both at home. But apart from that, they have 5 defeats and 4 draws. So yeah, it's definitely not been a great run of form for Mallorca. And also now kind of stuck in mid-table, not really a lot to play for. Unless they go on some crazy run of form, which is unlikely considering where they found themselves this year. They have now 2 defeats from the last 2 games. They lost the last one 2-1 at home to Celta Vigo. We had both teams to score in that game. And in the away game at Valencia, we had Mallorca to lose, and they lost that one 1-0. We did predict the home win against Espanyol. We had both teams to score and Mallorca to win. Guess what? It ended 2-1. To Mallorca. But yeah, Mallorca overall not in great form away from home. They really struggle to score goals. Like, they've scored just 3 goals across the last 7 away games, and they've not picked up a win since December, which was a 1-0 win at Getafe. So yeah, away from home, struggling to score, and yeah, not in particularly good form. Now, Real Sociedad, it's not that Real Sociedad has been in that much better form either, but they have picked up a little bit of late. They've won their last 2 games. They beat Las Palmas 3-1 away from home last weekend. We did predict Sociedad to win that game. We had the outcome in that game. We also had Sociedad to beat Valladolid. They beat them 2-1. We had over 2.5 goals and a home win in that game. They beat Valladolid 2-1. So that's the last 2 results, and this is a home game for Sociedad. Against Mallorca, and at home, Sociedad is a lot stronger than away from home, because at home, they have recorded 4 wins from the last 3, and this year they won 4 out of 6. But they do have a tendency to kind of slip up every now and again. They lost at home to Sevilla and Getafe this year, but like we said, they beat Valladolid in the last home game 2-1. They also beat Leganés, Espanyol, and Villarreal this year at home. But yeah, overall, 2 teams here, upper mid-table, not a lot to play for. So it'll be interesting to see how they will approach this game.
Yes, could be an interesting match, this one. We've gone for both teams to score prediction. Odds there are 2.25. That's our tip. But Sociedad to win is what we've come up with. Their odds on 1.8 is what you can get from the bookies at the moment. And in terms of our correct scoreline, we've gone for 2-1. Maybe a bit predictable, but it's a pretty common score. We think that'll happen here. Odds of 9.5 you can get for the correct score there. Just to run through the other odds, 5.25 for a Mallorca win. 3.3 for a draw, and as I said, Sociedad 1.8 for the win. Next up, we've got Getafe, who are 11th, taking on Las Palmas, who are in 19th. It kicks off on Saturday, the 12th of April, 3:15 UK time, that is. Check the link in the description of this podcast. You'll be able to see your local kickoff time, odds, and broadcast streaming options. This one's here in the UK on Premier Sports Extra, La Liga TV. If you want to watch it subscription free, check out Bet365 to qualify. All you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Use the bonus code FP365 on the sign up. Now, Getafe have had a pretty stunning win over Valladolid.
Yes, they do. And guess what? We predicted it. We had Getafe to beat Valladolid last weekend. We beat them 4-0 in that game. But guess what? We also predicted Getafe to lose at home to Villarreal in the last home game. They lost that one 2-1. But Getafe overall, they also beat Osasuna away and Atletico Madrid at home. It means they now have 3 wins from the last 4 and by far the more informed team of these two, because Las Palmas were now sitting in 9th. They dropped towards the bottom throughout the spring season. They're sitting there with 26 points in 19th. They're 4 points off Deportivo Alaves, but it is looking like it's going to be Segunda for them next season, because they have no wins this year at all. In fact, since we came into the January, so after the Christmas break, Las Palmas only picked up 4 points from 4 draws, and they have 8 defeats. So it's not looking good for Las Palmas. They did lose their last game as well. They lost 3-1 at home to Sociedad. We predicted that defeat. They have picked up a few draws though. They picked up a draw at Celta Vigo and a draw at home to Deportivo Alaves and a draw at Valladolid. But once again, note some of those opponents. Alaves, who sits just above them in the league. Valladolid, who are bottom. Those are teams where you may would have wanted to, you had a chance at least to win. But yeah, overall, 4 points from the last 12 matches. So really horrendous form. And Las Palmas almost looks destined for Segunda next season, but there are 6 games left still in the Liga. 8 matches left. They only have 4 points up, so who knows? A win can turn everything around, but we don't think it's going to happen. We don't think it's going to happen at Getafe.
No, that's right. But I think the thing we do think is going to happen here is both teams scoring, and you can get fairly decent odds for both teams to score. That's our tip here, 2.2. So, see if you can have a look at that one. Our full-time result prediction, though, is Getafe to win 1.75. So they're odds on to win with the bookies. And we think being up against Las Palmas, who are on a shocking run, that's probably likely to happen. They've not won away from home in the last 7 league matches. So we don't think that's going to start happening in this game. Fingers crossed. The odds, by the way, 5.5 for Las Palmas to win, 3.4 for the draw, and like I said, 1.75 for Getafe. We've gone for a correct score prediction of 2-1. You can get odds there of 9 or 8-1. Next up, we have Celta Vigo in 7th, taking on Lowly Espanyol down in 16th. This one kicks off on Saturday the 12th of April at 5:30 UK time in the evening. Click the link in the description of this podcast. You'll be able to see for this game your localized odds, kickoff time, streaming channels, everything like that. And this one here in the UK is on Premier Sports, La Liga TV. But if you want to watch it subscription free, you can see it on Bet365. To qualify for that, all you need is funds in your account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Sign up with bonus code FP365. Well, this could be an interesting match because Celta Vigo are on a really good run. They've not lost for a long time. And Espanyol have just started to find a little bit of form themselves.
Yeah, Celta Vigo, just 1 defeat in the last 10 matches in La Liga. And actually, they're moving closer towards Europe, although it will still be some feast if they can manage to get into that top 6 and grab a European place. But yeah, they're only 5 points off Betis and Villarreal in 5th and 6th now. And yeah, the one last time out, they went to Mallorca 2-1 with both teams to score as our main prediction for that game. Last home game was a 1-1 draw against Las Palmas. Probably a bit disappointing considering the form that Celta Vigo actually find themselves in here. But yeah, they won at Valladolid, they beat Leganés prior to that. 2 games where we predicted the outcome. They had a 2-2 draw at Girona and then a 1-0 win and a correct score prediction from us against Osasuna. So yeah, overall, Celta Vigo doing really well. Just 5 points from Europe. And yeah, if they continue to say that they can't finish up there. And Espanyol seems like a good opponent for Celta Vigo to potentially get another 3 points from. But Espanyol, it's not an easy beat. They have only lost 2 this year so far. So that's 2 games out of the last 12. Those 2 defeats were away from home, and quite frankly, Espanyol away from home, although they have managed to turn it around recently, they have been pretty shocking. 2 wins, 2 draws, and 10 defeats so far this season for Espanyol away from home. But those 2 wins have come over the last 3 games. Last time out, a 4-0 win at Baikano. What a win that was. And it kind of pulled them out of that relegation threat, so to say, because they do only sit 4 points currently above Leganés in 18th. So they're still under threat from relegation, and they do need to pick up points still in order to survive. But yeah, will it happen at Celta Vigo?
Yes, good question. Well, it's looking quite interesting, this one. But Celta Vigo, they tend to be involved in fairly tight affairs, don't they? And we had that Valladolid match where they just got over the line 1-0. That was away. Yeah. And then they had that draw against Las Palmas, 1-1. So not a lot of goals going in their matches. So we think this one might be another one like that. We're going to go for an under 2.5 goals prediction for this one. And the odds you can get are unfortunately only 1.8, but still, that's not too bad. We've gone for a Celta Vigo win. Odds there of 1.62 if you're looking for the win draw win market. And regarding the correct score prediction we're tipping for this one, we've gone for 2-0 to the home side. And the odds there are 7. That's 6-1 in fractional. Odds are on the other markets, you can get Espanyol way out at 6 for the win. 3.75 is what you get for a draw. So yeah, Celta Vigo at 1.62 seems to be, they're very odds on with the bookies at the moment. Let's go to our summary matches. And Leganés, who are 18th, are taking on top placed Barcelona in first, obviously. Saturday the 12th of April, 8 p.m. kickoff for this game. Check the link in the description, and then you'll be able to go to footballpredictions.net's page for this, where you'll be able to find your local betting odds, viewing options, local kickoff time, everything like that. This one's on Premier Sports Extra here in the UK, La Liga TV, of course, but you can stream it as well on Bet365. To qualify that, all you need is funds, any funds in your account, or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours with them. When you join, use the bonus code FP365. Now, for this one, you probably know what's going to happen, but we've gone for both teams to score in terms of our tip. You can bet on Barcelona to win, which is what we've gone for if you want to, but we think it'll be fairly one-way traffic. We've gone for a correct score of Leganés 1, Barcelona 3.
Yeah, moving on to Osasuna in 13th, who takes on Girona in 15th. This game kicks off on Sunday, 13th of April, 1 o'clock UK time. Once again, it's another game you can watch on Bet365. And in order to qualify, all you need is to have a funded account or place to bet in the last 24 hours. And when you join, please use that bonus code FP65. Now for this game, we're going with an even game here. So a score draw of 1-1.
Yeah, next up we've got Alaves in 17th taking on Real Madrid in 2nd. It's on Sunday the 13th of April, 3:15 UK time, kickoff in the afternoon, of course. Check the link in the description. You'll find all the localised stuff for yourself. You can stream this one. It's on Bet365. To qualify for that, all you need is funds in your account or to place a bet in the last 24 hours. Use the bonus code FP365 if you're not a member with them already on sign up. For this, we have gone for another close one. We think it'll be an away win, though. We've gone for, our tip here is under 2.5 goals. We've gone for Alaves 0, Real Madrid 1.
Yeah, and then we've got Real Betis in 6th, who takes on Villarreal in 5th. This will be an interesting game because this is going to directly affect those European places. Now, this is another game you can watch live on Bet365. In order to qualify, all you need is to have a funded account or place to bet in the last 24 hours and sign up with that bonus code FP365. Now, I did forget to mention that this game do kick off on Sunday, 13th of April at 5:30 UK time. Now, for our prediction, we're actually going to go with an under 2.5 goal prediction. We're going with a Real Betis win and a correct score of Betis 1, Villarreal 0.
Next up, we've got Athletic Bilbao in 4th, taking on Rayo Vallecano in 9th. Another Sunday game, 13th of April, 8 p.m. this one. And it's on Premier Sports Extra, La Liga TV here in the UK. You can also stream it, though, live. Bet365 have it. To qualify, all you need is any funds in your account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Sign up with bonus code FP365. Here, we have gone for a both teams to score tip. And at a home win, we've gone for Athletic Bilbao 2. Raul Vallecano, 1.
Yep, and finally, Atletico Madrid in 3rd takes on Real Valladolid in 20th, or bottom of La Liga. This game kicks off Monday, 14th of April at 8 o'clock UK time. Now, for this game, we are going with a home win, but we're also going with both teams to score. A correct score of Atletico Madrid 2, Real Valladolid 1.
Again, live streaming is available for that game on Bet365. Use that bonus code FP365 when you sign up. To qualify to watch these games, all you need is to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours or have a funded account. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. Full details are available on the Bet365 website. 18 plus, gamble aware.
Yes, and in the description section of this podcast, you'll find links to the games we've just been discussing, or just go directly to footballpredictions.net. The beauty is that you can have a look at all of the online sources to see the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, our tips for different betting markets, team news, as well as the latest offers and odds.
You might be interested to know that we also record football podcasts across several competitions, as well as this one, and you can listen to them at podcast.footballpredictions.net. or where you normally access your favorite podcasts from, including Apple, YouTube, and Spotify. Even dogs love it. That's all. Thanks for listening. And for now, it is...
Adios.
Adios.